Audio, Yaw 6.
Hey learners, today we are talking about the ultimate goal for many Jamaicans, buying a piece of the rock, real estate. Whether you want a family home in Portmore, a high-rise apartment in Kingston for business, or a villa in Ochi for Airbnb income, real estate is one of the safest ways to build generational wealth in Jamaica. Land does not spoil, and they are not making any more of it. The market is divided into hotspots. Kingston and St. Andrew is the business hub. Rentals here are stable, because people always need to live near work. The North Coast, Montego Bay, Ocho Rios, Negril is the tourism belt. Properties here are more expensive, but they can earn U.S. dollars through short-term rentals. And then you have the growing communities like St. Catherine and St. Anne, where you can still find affordable family homes. The first step is deciding, are you buying to live or buying to rent?
Now, let's talk about the money. How do you pay for a $30 million house? You start with the National Housing Trust, the NHT. If you are working in Jamaica and paying taxes, you are contributing to the NHT. This is your golden ticket. The NHT offers the lowest interest rates in the country, sometimes as low as 0% if you earn minimum wage, up to about 4% for higher earners. Currently, a single person can borrow up to $9 million from the NHT. If you buy with a partner or a family member, you can combine, we call it clubbing, your benefits to get $18 million or more. But here is the trick. Houses usually cost more than that, so you use a strategy called the mix. You take your NHT loan and then you go to a bank, like NCB, JN, or Scotia for the rest. The bank covers the difference. Always start with NHT because it is the cheapest money you will ever get.
If you are living overseas, in the diaspora, you can still buy. Most Jamaican banks have special mortgage units for you. However, the rules are slightly different. If you live in Jamaica, banks might lend you up to 95% of the purchase price. If you live overseas, they usually lend up to 80%. That means you need to have a bigger deposit ready. Also, get pre-approved. Do not start looking at houses until a bank has looked at your payslips and told you exactly how much they will lend you. Real estate agents will take you much more seriously if you have that pre-approval letter in your hand.
Once you have your money lined up, the search begins. You can use sites like realtor.com.jm to find listings. But be careful. Pictures can lie. Never, ever sign a contract without doing your due diligence. This involves three key professionals. First, a valuator, who tells you if the price is fair. Second, and most important, a commissioned land surveyor. They will check the boundaries to make sure the fence is in the right place and that the neighbor hasn't built on the land. And third, a lawyer. In Jamaica, you cannot buy property without a lawyer. It is not a suggestion, it is a necessity. The lawyer will check the title to make sure the person selling the house actually owns it, and that there are no caveats or liens on it. Do not try to save money by skipping these steps. A surveyor's report costs maybe $40,000, but it can save you millions in legal battles later.
Finally, let us talk about the acquisition process, or closing. Buying a house in Jamaica is not instant. It usually takes 90 to 120 days, that is 3 to 4 months, from the day you sign to the day you get the keys. First, you make an offer. If accepted, you sign the agreement for sale. At this point, you must pay a deposit, usually 10 to 15% of the price. Then comes the closing costs. You need to budget for this. On top of the house price, you will need another 5 to 10% in cash for fees. This covers your lawyer's fee, usually about 3%, plus government fees like stamp duty and registration fees. The seller usually pays the transfer tax, but you need to check your specific contract. Once all the fees are paid and the bank releases the mortgage funds, the title is transferred to your name, you get the keys, and the kingdom is yours.
So, get your NHT contributions in order, save for that deposit and closing costs, and go find your piece of the rock. It is the best investment you will ever make. Walk good and happy house hunting.
Previous lesson. Back to course.